Kleptomania.
I've got to try and help her. It means so much.
Now, why would a tennis star steal something she can afford to buy?
Last night, somebody robbed Mrs. Sheldrake of four rings worth $1 million.
It could have been me.
You're not going to try and implicate her in today's robbery.
Oh, you bet I am.
Karen!
Nancy Drew, Nancy Drew's Love Match.
Do you have this one in white gold?
I'm sure we have something you like, madam. After all, this is the fourth tray I've shown you.
Oh, I just don't know. If I'm spending over $1,000, I want to be sure.
Here we are, madam. Let me show you these.
Nancy, let's try looking on the second floor. Come on.
I just love shopping.
Karen? Karen! Nancy, come on. I thought you were in a hurry. Not that much of a hurry.
Sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, Dad.
What happened?
I thought I saw this girl I knew from high school steal something from the store, so I started chasing her.
What do you mean you thought you saw a girl you knew from high school?
She's not just any girl. She's... It's really bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre, Nancy. Who was she?
Well, she's... Can I borrow your car? Can't be right, Nancy. This is where we come to talk to a shoplifter? Are you kidding, Nancy? This looks like King Farouk's guardhouse. Maybe we should go around to the service entrance. Maybe this is the service entrance.
I always remember coming here for Karen's 18th birthday.
It is quite a place.
Karen?
Yeah, you remember Karen Phillips.
Now I know you flipped out. Karen Phillips is riding high. I mean, you can't pick up a sports magazine without seeing her face on the cover. Now, why would a tennis star steal something she can afford to buy?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Not me. They could have guard dogs in there trained to rip your throat out.
You are always so graphic. Be right back.
Why were you late for practice this afternoon?
I went shopping, Paco.
You have an important match to win. You can shop when you're a champion. Karen, what are you doing? You're retreating. Come on, attack the ball. Use my power against me.
I tried to, Paco.
Oh, trying is lying. Come on, do as I tell you.
Hey, I'm doing the best I can. What do you want?
I'm telling you, the police just called me. The girl reported your license number, and your office referred them here. Now, what happened? I said, what happened?
Nothing happened. I told you, I handled it.
Oh, you handled it all right. What were you doing? You almost killed me.
Hey, it was an accident.
Who are you?
Nancy Drew. I'm a friend of Karen's.
Oh, yes, of course. I remember now. The young detective who works for her father.
Look, I was just trying to keep your daughter out of trouble. Which is what you pay me for.
I don't pay you to run people off the road. Send me an invoice for your services.
You're firing me?
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
I don't want to be...
Butt out! Listen, Phillips. I put a lot of work in this case, trying to keep your crooked little daughter out of jail. Oh, don't worry about your old lady. She's gonna find out sometime. You owe me, Phillips. I'll collect.
I didn't mean to be the cause of that.
Something I should have done a long time ago.
Look, I saw Karen steal a bracelet from Frost department store about an hour ago.
What's going on here? A man almost knocked me over coming out the
Just
front door.
Just a business disagreement. Nothing to get upset about. Oh, this is Nancy Drew.
Hello.
A reporter. She wanted some stuff about the tournament. Well, I guess we just about covered everything, didn't we? Why don't you lie down, dear? You look a little tired.
Okay. Nice meeting you, Miss Drew.
You too. A reporter?
Forgive the lie. I don't want my wife to know anything about this.
I don't understand.
My wife has a heart condition. It's fine if it's kept under control, but if she knew about Karen...
If she knew what? Has this happened before?
Several times. Bender is a private detective I hired to watch her. If he saw her steal anything, he was to let me know and return the stolen item to wherever it came from.
You hired the wrong man for the job.
Yes, I know that now.
I mean, hiring a detective isn't the answer. She needs psychiatric help.
I'll see that the bracelet is returned to the store. She probably doesn't even know she has it. This is a disease, Miss Drew. It's a manifestation of a deeper problem. I don't know how to handle it. I thought she was getting better. Tennis has become her whole life. It's given her confidence, self-assurance, independence from all of this.
She's supposed to play in the Las Vegas tournament, isn't she?
Yes, and winning that tournament means more to her than anything in the world.
Aren't you afraid she'll steal something when she's in Las Vegas?
That was to have been Bender's job. To kind of watch over her until the championship is decided. Now, I don't know what to do.
You said you were a friend. I'm not sure I even know how to ask this, but... Miss Drew, would you be willing to go to Vegas and take over where Bender left off? Winning that tournament is just what she needs. And if my wife finds out about her stealing, it'll kill her. Please, Miss Drew. For both of them. Please. You're the only one who can help.
Nancy, I can't believe what you're telling me. Kleptomania.
I've got to try and help her. It means so much.
But what can you really do?
I can offer friendship, understanding. I won't really know until I get there. Let me go.
I know you'll say yes.
You're quite a girl, Nance.
Is that a yes?
That's yes. I sure hope you know what you're doing.
So do I. Bye, Dad. Vacation's over, George. Come on.
Hi. I'll wait for the bags.
Welcome to the Diamond Hotel.
Thank you.
If you fill this in, we're all set.
Looks like there's been a little excitement around here.
Yes, somebody lifted an expensive watch from the gift shop about an hour ago.
Could you please tell me if a friend of mine has checked in yet? Karen Phillips.
Yes, Miss Phillips checked in this morning. Can I phone her for you?
No, that's all right. I'll talk to her later. Would you ask the bellman to bring my bags up to my room for me? I've got a few things I want to take care of first.
Sure.
Thank you.
What's up?
The crime rate. Somebody lifted a watch from the gift shop about an hour ago.
Uh-oh.
I turned around, she was gone, and so was the watch.
Now, who else was in the shop at the time of the robbery, Mr. Crawford? Try to remember.
Nobody.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay, what's our cover?
Well, I checked in as Nancy Drew, sports writer, High Life magazine.
No, I mean our cover. What do I get to be?
We need an operative from the inside. Someone who can move around a hotel without creating any suspicion.
A go-go dancer.
No.
A blackjack dealer. Oh, no.
Perfect casting. You look great. I knew you'd get the job.
Nancy.
Now, trust me, don't worry about a thing. I've got it all worked out. You wanted to be a detective? Okay, now you've got your chance. Now, I want you to search Karen's room. See if you can find that watch. And search everything. Air vents, medicine cabinets, because her father says she can find ingenious hiding places for this stuff.
I have a question.
Yeah?
What happens in your ingenious, foolproof plan if I get caught?
You'll think of something.
It's what I thought you'd say. What's your first move?
Karen. Oh. Sandro Castelli.
Where's your concentration, Karen? Come on, you're hitting to my forehand. This isn't tennis you're playing.
Sorry, Paco.
You're not hurting my game, honey.
Whatever you say, Paco.
Oh, whatever I say, whatever I say. Let's break for a while.
I thought she was pretty good.
Pretty good? She's great.
Karen!
Nancy? Nancy Drew, it is you!
Listen, I'll see you in a minute, okay?
Sure.
Well, hi. I didn't even think you'd remember me.
For a moment, I didn't. Gee, it must be 5 years. It's good to see you.
You too. How are you?
All right.
Karen, we have to talk about that press conference at 2 o'clock.
Jim, let me introduce you to an old friend, Nancy Drew.
Well, I wish my old school friends looked like you. How are you? I'm Jim Roper.
Nice to meet you.
Jim handles all the press here. He knows every sports writer in the country.
Yeah, keeping up with them is tough enough, but I also have to throw out the party crashers.
You get a lot of those?
Are you kidding? I've had tournaments where people actually posed as sports writers. Can you believe that?
Hard to. People can be deceptive, can't they?
Yeah. What are you doing here, Nancy?
I'm here as Sandra Castelli's date. He invited me to the championship.
Nancy, this is the first tournament that Castelli and I have ever played in together. He's the only major player I've never met. Would you introduce me?
Well, Karen, to be honest, it's a little embarrassing because Castelli, Sandra and I got into an argument this morning, and he hates being disturbed during practice.
Like he's ready to make up with you.
Oh, looks can be deceiving. It's a little touchy. Why don't you just wait here a minute, okay?
Nancy, wait a minute. This could be just the break I need. I've been trying to talk Castelli into doing a television show this afternoon, and so far he doesn't want to do it. You know how temperamental he is.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I thought maybe if you talked with him, you know, put a little feminine romantic pressure to work.
Sure. I'll talk to him.
Great.
Hi there.
Hi yourself. I'm Sandor Castelli.
We haven't actually met, but...
No, but are you trying to make up for lost time or what?
Actually, I'm the liaison between the hotel and the players.
Oh.
And they have a very important interview they'd like you to do today.
Well, I told them I don't do those kind of shows, but if you'd like to discuss it later, maybe... We could go to dinner.
Look, I'm not some sort of tennis groupie hanging around to try and bask in your glory. Now, if I can't ask you a simple favor, what kind of a relationship do we have?
I just thought that, you know, maybe we could...
And do that interview today. The tournament needs you.
Telephone call from Mr. Rafferty. Mr. Rafferty, please.
Nancy? Very funny.
My career as a sports writer ended very abruptly. My cover now is that I'm Sandra Castelli's date.
Oh, are you kidding? How did you arrange that?
I didn't arrange it. That's the problem. You look like you've got everything under control. I didn't think you'd find... Where'd you find that?
On the dresser.
On the dresser?
That's the psychology behind kleptomaniacs, Nancy. They want to get caught.
A client's a thief. There's no question about it. I have a thief for a client.
What do we do with that now?
I'll have to return it.
How do you return stolen merchandise?
Well, I'll just tell them I got it from a maid.
They'll ask which maid. Nancy, what if they zero in on this and find I'm the only new maid in the hotel? I could go to jail.
Oh, it'll only be for a little while.
Nancy!
No, never mind. I'll think of something else. See you later.
Telephone call for Mr. Gleason. Mr. Gleason.
Well, they're all so beautiful. I just can't decide. Could I try that one on, please?
Why, of course you can.
It's so difficult to decide. Of course, I'd really like that one the best. I'm going to have to win some more money at the tables before I can afford it. Thank you very much.
Good gracious, it's back again.
Telephone call from Mr. Worthington. Mr. Worthington.
Nancy! Please.
Karen, our reunion got interrupted there.
Can I get you something?
No, thank you.
I'm sorry about your fight with Castelli.
Me too.
He seems like a real nice guy.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I mean, he is.
You know, you've really changed a lot since our high school days. What do you do now?
I work for my... Oh, listen, you're the one who's such a big celebrity.
Telephone call.
You've got a great future ahead of you.
Mr. Snyder.
if I don't blow it. Sometimes I get really, really tired, you know? I'm really glad you're here, Nancy. I need to talk to you. It's about...
There you are.
Telephone call Mr. Rafferty. Mr. Rafferty, please.
That's the way you're going to practice your serve, hmm?
Paco, this is an old friend of mine, Nancy Drew. This is Paco Monti, my coach. We were just having something of a reunion.
You're gonna tell that to your opponent this afternoon? Off you go. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Telephone call. Miss Cough. Miss Cough, please.
You're really very rude, aren't you?
I'm not paid to be polite.
Are you her coach or father figure?
I'm also her friend. Why?
Why don't you try being her friend? She certainly seems to need one.
Miss...
Drew.
Drew. Out there on the court, she's on her own. Winning is a lonely business. Losing is even lonelier.
That's not what I mean. Karen has problems. I'm sure you know about that.
The only problem she has is she is easily distracted. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Telephone call for Mrs. Eagleton. Mrs. Eagleton, please.
Doing your work.
Hey, detective lady, how come you're not doing your work?
Karen couldn't have done this.
I want to see if Jimmy the Greek will take that bet.
Telephone call.
Nancy, Reinstrom. You can't keep going on returning stolen goods for her. There's nothing more you can do.
No, it doesn't add up. The MO's all wrong.
Huh? Karen's not a cat burglar. She's a kleptomaniac. There's a big difference?
Yes. Karen's got a psychological problem. It probably has something to do with all the pressure she's under. She sees a necklace, a bracelet, she picks it up. Underneath, she probably wants to get caught. You said that yourself. Whoever did this does not want to get caught.
I hope you're right.
So do I.
Well, Miss Drew, what a surprise. Oh, now don't tell me, let me guess. You talked your way into my job.
That's not the way it was. I hope you're not going to hold that against Karen.
No, why should I?
I just hope you're not going to try and get even by hurting her.
Miss Drew, I'm a professional. That means I have to make a living at what I do. Now, Karen's father released me from any responsibility I had to her, and that means she's fair game.
You're not going to try and implicate her in today's robbery.
Oh, you bet I am. And anything else that silver spoon little brat pulls off. And I've got one advantage over everybody else here. I know who the thief is. And so do you.
Oh, please, give me a chance to clear her. Give her a chance.
You still think that Karen isn't a thief?
I'm telling you, she's not this thief.
You're wrong, Miss Drew. You're being had.
Maybe. All I want is some time.
I'm in no hurry. The more she steals, the bigger the reward. And if you have any ideas about copping that reward money for yourself, just forget it, because I'll get your license lifted and have your fanny thrown into jail for conspiracy to defraud. Have you got that?
Yeah, I got it.
Good. Well, now, why not enjoy Glitter Gulch? I know I will.
to Miss Phillips, Miss McKenzie leads 4-3 first set. Miss Phillips leads 5-2 in the final set. Miss Phillips, 6-4, 6-2.
Karen. Hi, Nancy.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be in the finals?
Scary. I love jewelry.
I know. I mean, we all do. Are you waiting here for someone?
I'm having dinner with Paco. When he finishes.
We didn't get a chance to finish our talk. I thought maybe you'd like to talk now.
Mr. Brenner. I was going to ask you if you wanted to join us for dinner, but I see you've already got a date. Now maybe you'll introduce us.
Sure, just a minute. Don't worry, I came to apologize.
Are you Italian?
No, why?
Well, most of the crazy ladies I know are Italian.
No, I'm not Italian. I want to explain to you what happened today.
Oh, I know what happened. I can still feel it on my face.
I mean, I want to explain to you why it happened.
Why?
Don't you ever insult me like that again.
I like her. She tickles me, you know that? Just tickles me.
Hey, look, Nancy. Enough is enough. He can't get away with that. I don't care how big a superstar he is.
Oh, he's not so bad. Just a little temperamental.
No, I think it's time we taught him a lesson. I'm going to go straight to Howard Cosell with this.
Oh.
How much longer, Paco? I'm starving.
I don't know. Look, darling, it's getting late. Big match tomorrow, the biggest of your life. You should get to bed early. Get all the rest you can. Hit me again.
But Paco, we had already made...
Darling, darling, you can order up some room service, anything you want. Hit.
Good night, Paco.
Good night, baby.
Paco, where's Karen?
I sent her to bed.
Let me have 500 more.
I'm afraid you'll have to pay for those chips, Paco.
What are you talking about? I'm good for that.
Let's not discuss it here. No more credit.
Hey, wait a minute. This is Paco Monte you're talking to.
Paco, we're carrying too many markers on you. If you want to play, you'll have to pay. That's from upstairs.
Well, I'll settle him up.
Let's do it now.
Tomorrow.
Whenever you say. $100, no more.
Hey, wait.
Paco, can you tell me what happened to that lady who was sitting there, the one with the jewels?
Oh, that one. She left just before Karen. Card.
Thank you.
doubt about it.
Gained entrance with a credit card.
Hey, you look surprised. Say, didn't you know there was a robbery last night?
Oh, it's a big one.
Police won't say how much was taken, but I know the dame that was hit. And I can tell you that she wears $1 million on her fingers and around her neck when she goes to the bathroom.
Do they have any leads?
We both know who did it. I'm gonna nail that little brat. Right out there and sent to court. National TV right after she wins or loses that final.
What kind of grandstand play are you talking about?
I am just choosing the right moment.
You don't have any evidence.
She's a thief. I don't know how you got the watch back, but this time you're out of your depth, lady.
Keep hitting you to her backhand. It's weak.
Telephone call
from
Miss
Gerard.
Miss Gerard, please.
Nancy.
Karen Phillips.
That's right.
I'm Lieutenant Holt, Las Vegas Police. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I'm sorry, she has a match that starts soon.
Well, I can't help that. Would you come with me, please?
Wait a minute. Don't you realize this is the final match for the championship?
What's going on?
Another robbery.
Enough is enough. Karen's guilty. Gotta face facts.
I'm investigating a crime, Mr. Mantee.
Come on, let's go.
What kind of a crime?
Robbery. The third one in the hotel in the last 24 hours. Last night, somebody robbed Mrs. Sheldrake of a diamond necklace, a bracelet, and four rings worth $1 million. We, found this on the floor of the hotel room.
Go back and search Karen's room right away, again.
It was stolen. My credit card was stolen the day that I arrived in Las Vegas.
Did you report that?
No. I was going to, but...
But you didn't.
Nancy.
Who's this?
Nancy Drew.
I'm a friend of Karen's.
Lieutenant. Karen is playing a championship tournament. All of her energy and concentration is fixed on that.
I told her I would report the stolen credit card to the company and to the police.
And did you?
No, I was going to.
Well, if she's innocent, she'll have no objection to our searching her room.
Searching her room? Don't you need a search warrant for that?
Yes, you're right, we do. And we have one. Would you come with us, please?
Search is destroying this girl's chances for the championship.
Hey!
Huh?
What are you doing here?
Maid, just gonna do the room.
This room's been done.
I was just checking.
Nothing in here, Lieutenant. Nothing here either, Lieutenant.
Well, either arrest her or let her go.
Just don't leave the hotel, Miss Phillips.
Leave the hotel? She's playing at the championship at 2 o'clock.
We'll be around.
Sure. What am I going to do?
Oh, Karen, don't worry. They didn't find anything. It's okay.
I didn't know if they'd find anything or not. It could have been me, Nancy. It could have been me.
Well, it wasn't.
Don't panic. Look, I've handled it. Everything's under control. Nothing will go wrong.
Don't worry, don't worry. It's all fixed. I took care of everything. No, it'll all be over this afternoon. Trust me. I will be at the match myself. Nothing will go wrong. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Goodbye.
Hi.
Oh, well, what happened?
They didn't find anything in Karen's room.
Would you believe I've had about 30 phone calls in the last 20 minutes, ever since she was seen with the police? Can you beat that? I've got to put out some kind of story. I can't kill this one.
This one?
It's okay. I know about her problem. Everybody in the circuit knows about her problem. There was an incident at another hotel. Paco and I hushed it up. Well, I better get this released.
Wait a minute. Before you make a fool out of yourself, I can assure you that Karen Phillips did not steal that woman's jewelry.
Oh, really? On what grounds are you making that deduction? Friendship or feminine intuition?
I do investigative work. You can call it loyalty if you like. It's kind of the opposite of selling out to the highest bidder. Oh, come on, give her a break. She's innocent.
Okay. Okay, I'll suppress the story as long as I can.
Good. Thank you.
I hear the police came up empty when they searched Karen's room.
That's right.
I wonder where she hid those jewels.
You're so sure she's guilty.
You don't give up, do you?
No, but the fact that you do makes me wonder.
About what?
Well, you know as well as anyone that kleptomania on Karen's level is hardly the same thing as professional second story work.
And I don't remember hearing anything about how the thieves broke into the penthouse to steal the jewels. Maybe the door was open. Maybe they used a credit card like last
time. That's an awful lot of maybes. I thought you were supposed to be such a good detective.
What about you, little lady? Have you got the answers?
No, but at least I can remain objective.
Oh, no, no, no. No, you're working overtime to prove your client is innocent. That's not objectivity. But I intend to let the chips fall where they may, even if it's on your client's pretty little head. Stick around till the end of her tennis match. That'll be quite a show.
Point game to Miss Phillips.
Lovely Karen Phillips showing every sign of being tomorrow's superstar, born here today on the courts of the Las Vegas Gold Cup. All right, that is game to Karen, making it 4-3 in the final set. And Angie Graham is on the short end with Karen.
Nancy, this is hardly the time to be watching television.
Today.
I've got to keep track of the game. I've got to get down there for the end. Bender promised a big finish. He's got something up his sleeve.
Do you really expect to find anything in his briefcase?
He's one of the most tacky guys I've ever met. But he's not stupid.
Those aren't jewels.
Credit card receipts.
Anything incriminating?
Airfare, car rental, some meals. Pretty expensive meals.
Maybe he's expecting a big reward in the future.
Yeah.
It's all going young Karen Phillips' way. When you're hot, you're hot. It looks like the birth of a new champion. What could stop her now?
Some hot rocks?
It isn't funny, George. Let's go.
Where to?
Roper's room.
Roper, what's he got to do with it?
I told you about the phone call he made. He says, don't worry, I'll handle it. Everything will be okay after the finals. He could be up to his neck in this. Open it.
Aren't you clutching at straws?
I don't think so.
Roper admitted to knowing about Karen's problem. Now, that means he could have used it to cover up an important robbery.
What for?
Now, motive isn't as important as opportunity in this case. There's a lot of reasons to need money. Knowing how to cover up a crime, now that narrows it down to the few people who knew about Karen's problem.
Heading into the final set, it's all systems go for young Karen Phillips. There's no stopping her now.
Say one thing for this guy. He's neat. What? I've never seen anybody put dirty shirts on hangers in a laundry bag.
No jewelry?
No jewelry.
Another service break for Karen Phillips. One more game and it's all over. A new champion.
Come on.
Thank goodness we're through creeping around hotel rooms.
We're not through. We got one more.
What?
Whose room is this?
Paco Manti's.
Nancy, why would he be out to hurt Karen? He's her coach. If she wins, he wins.
Unfortunately, he's been losing a lot on his own. It's just possible he couldn't afford to wait.
Love 30, point to Karen Phillips. It's almost all over, folks. The upset of the year. And the courage and spirit of this little girl is phenomenal. It's her serve. And here she goes.
Listen, there's nothing in here but magazines.
Yeah, I guess coaches don't have a whole lot to put in briefcases.
Receipts.
Paco's airfare at the tournament.
What about it?
Let's go.
Game, set, and match to Miss Phillips, 2-6, 6-3, 6-4.
Hey, what are you doing there? Get away from that bag.
This Miss Phillips bag?
Yes, so what?
What is this? What's going on?
Tell him it's a lie.
I can't. I can't, Paco. Don't you see? I don't know anymore.
Sweetheart.
Miss Phillips, I'm going to have to place you under arrest. Take her down to Booker. Don't go out that way.
I'm going with you.
You have our gratitude, Mr. Bender, and I should imagine a sizable reward as well.
Just doing my job, Lieutenant.
Karen?
Let me through. I'm a father. Let me through, please.
You were supposed to help her, to protect her.
I can help her.
Oh, you can help her, sure. I've seen what you can do. Now, stay away from her. Just stay away from her, do you hear? Let me through. I'm a father.
Don't worry, Nancy. It's not your fault.
Yes, it is. We should have been here sooner.
What for? We're no closer to knowing what's going on than we were before.
Yes, we are. Listen, I want you to convince Lieutenant Hall that I know who the real thief is.
Me? He doesn't even know me. Where are you going to be?
A car in airport. Tell him if he doesn't get there soon enough, I'm going to be in real danger.
Okay, no, we're in real danger. We're in real danger. Danger?
Mr. Bender? Mr. Bender? Excuse me. I'm glad I caught you.
What?
What I mean is, you left in such a hurry, I didn't get a chance to tell you what I think of your detective work.
Well, we all make mistakes. You'll learn.
I'd learn a lot more if you just talked to me for a few minutes.
Well, I have a plane to catch, so if you don't mind.
Oh, but I do. I didn't get a chance to tell you how impressed I was with the way you pulled off the robbery. The big one, I mean.
Goodbye, Miss Drew.
You know, what gave it away was that you always were at the hotel alone. You arrived alone, you left alone. I don't think you ever even ate a meal with anybody in public.
Let me say this one more time, very politely. Get lost.
Isn't that curious?
What's curious?
I'd like to hear the answer to that. What's this all about, Miss Drew? And it had better be important.
Would $1 million in stolen jewels be important to you?
The jewels have been recovered, all of them.
And the thief is in jail.
The girl that you framed is in jail. I suspect that the real thief is somewhere in this waiting room.
Bender was with me at the time of the robbery, Miss Drew.
I didn't say that Bender was the thief.
Listen, you dim-witted little dame. The jewels have all been recovered. I am leaving here with a briefcase and a dirty shirt. Lieutenant, can I go now?
Mr. Ashley, please come to the team.
Come on, Bender, step out of line. Let's talk about this.
Mr. Bender's being entirely too modest. He's also going away with $250,000 in reward money. You did make a deal with the insurance company for 25%, didn't you?
25% is not unusual.
But it's a little unfair if you hired a crook to pull off the robbery yourself. Why don't you ask Mr. Bender to explain why he has airfare charges on his credit card receipts more than double the amount of Paco's?
Well, maybe Paco flew economy. Lieutenant, come on.
I believe it's because he bought two round-trip tickets. If you check everybody's ticket here in this room. Look, Lieutenant.
Get her. Doc, police.
Nancy. Mr. Bender, I wouldn't if I were you.
Frankly, Mr. Bender, neither would I.
Beautiful.
Well, it should be. It belongs to the champion.
We now have a full confession from Bender. The girl did the actual stealing.
Well, it eliminated Paco. I even suspected you for a moment when you took that phone call.
All I did all day was talk to newspapers.
You were also right, Nancy, about Bender not returning those items to the store.
Stolen items. I'm in a lot of trouble, aren't I?
Well, I think your father will be able to straighten all that out when you get back home.
That's not good enough, is it?
I never really thought I needed help. I do.
Don't worry, Nancy. She'll have the best help money can buy.
Here comes your fella. This time you're going to introduce...
Yeah, well...
I gotcha. Not this time, you know. I want to get something out of this relationship before you hit me again.
Mr. Castelli.
After all we've been through, you can call me Sandal, all right?
Could we discuss this meaningful relationship at a later date, because...
Sure, why not? How about dinner tonight, huh?
That'd be great. I mean it.
Fine, so do I.
Sander, I'd like to introduce you to some friends of mine. You know Karen Phillips.
Yeah.